Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Keep your thoughts coming on the show tonight as we want to hear from you on the wide variety of conversations we're having tonight. 063-688-0959. Well, as you know, week after week since the month of July, we've been reporting on the market activity. And following the Trump trade war, various clashes and crashes we've seen on the stock market, boy oh boy, has there been a beautiful resurgence and rally that we've seen in the local equity space and abroad. But on the back of this bullish stance that we do see, what does this mean for capital allocation? It's one thing to invest in the top 40 stocks in South Africa, but there's also an opportunity to invest in particular stocks and industries and sectors that might position you for better levels of growth. To help us understand how international investors are actually observing South Africa's market, but also where they are allocating capital, we're joined by South Africa strategist at Bank of America, John Morris, to tell us more about the performance of the South African investment space. John, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Excited to have you for this conversation, John, because, as South Africans, whenever we think about our economy, our market performance, our socioeconomic dynamics, we tend to be very pessimistic, right? Not only are we a small drop in the ocean when it comes to the global economy, but we often discount our global influence, dominance, and even attractiveness to foreign investors. Help us contextualize, firstly, how that might have changed in the last 2 to 3 years, and how that's also being reflected in the market dynamics.
Yes, thank you. So from a foreign perspective, I would say after the GNU and in October, if you had to go overseas, investors were asking or telling us that the GNU would break up. In May this year, they were not asking those questions. They were asking, where's the green shoots? And more recently, 2 weeks ago, being in the U.S., they were asking, what domestic should we buy? When should we buy them? What sectors? What bank stocks? What retailers? So that's a very positive shift. And I think that's to do with the fact that we've had very strong precious metal prices. The rand is very strong. We got inflation targeting. The bond yields are falling. And because gold and some of the other sectors have done very, very well, they're looking to diversify to some degree in cheap domestics. They'll argue that we've got good yield. And so there is more interest from offshore investors.
Well, that's great news because it does mean that we are attracting the necessary capital. And as you've mentioned, there are a few fundamentals that are driving the investment appeal. Maybe let's talk about the gold stocks because yet again, that continues to rally and surge significantly on the back of the stronger commodity price. But has it translated into increased capital flows and allocations in gold mining stocks at all?
Well, I think we've seen we do some EMEA flows, which shows that there have been inflows into South Africa and more recently outflows from some of the other EMEA countries. And I think that is to do with materials and the gold sector and platinum stocks. We do know that the foreigners do own our gold shares and our platinum shares. They've been buying them for quite some time. And you can see from the local South African fund survey where local managers were rotating into those sectors as the gold price went up, platinum price went up, and trying to reduce underweights so that you at least performing or keeping up with the performance of your benchmark. So you try and reduce your underweight by shifting into those sectors. But in this last survey, which came out 14th of October, there's been a shift back because you know, that sector's done well, and now there's a shift back to domestic opportunities.
And this is the SA Inc. stocks that we typically refer to, typically the banks as well as the retailers that have also gained a lot of popularity. I'm often told that the SA Inc. companies are very defensive in terms of their operations, given the results that we're able to interrogate. But what are we seeing in terms of their valuations and the positioning that international investors are taking in some of these funds or stocks?
So I think the international investors would be focusing on the bank sector, for example. They own about 41.5% of our banks on the JSE, if you take a free float measure of market cap. The balance is owned by the domestic managers. So that that level has been fairly consistent, fairly stable. The South Africans, as I mentioned, they've rotated back, or more managers, slightly more managers have added to banks, but they've added, there are more managers now overweight the retailers, and particularly apparel retailers, because if you get rate cuts, that's where you would get the best performance from the retail sector. In a cutting cycle, apparel retail and food retail will do well by the time you get to the end of the cutting cycle, but apparel retail can do better than, say, food retail, which tends to be a bit defensive. And then you mentioned banks. Banks are also quite defensive. So cutting cycle can raise all the boats, but apparel retail would do best. So the foreigners, you know, if you go back to 2015, they owned 60% of our apparel retail shares. They only own 30% now. So there's been a lot of selling of South African stocks over the years. And now, you know, they will complain perhaps about liquidity. Even some South African managers will say the liquidity in the apparel retail space is quite restrictive.
Really?
Because the companies have got smaller and smaller. But investors are starting to look at those stocks. And foreign investors will ask, you know, which stocks will benefit best from a cutting cycle.
And typically it is retail as well as banking, right? Because that's where we typically do see the upswing. All the activity we're about to experience now in the last quarter of the year, Black Friday, the festive season, back to school trends, are fundamentally supposed to support this approach. But I'm keen to understand, you know, what your outlook is, John, in conversations with international investors. As you've mentioned, gold is still underpinned to perform. We do see ourselves in an interest rate cutting cycle, though it has taken a bit of a pause. But we also know our economy is not growing at all-time records, right? If we make it just above 1%, we would have had a good year this year. So, you know, what are you seeing in terms of how asset managers are positioning themselves? And then I'm also hoping to bring it home, because ultimately we are South African citizens who buy and work for these companies that we're talking about. We often might be invested in them through our pension funds and fund retirement annuities or our own discretionary funds. But, you know, what do we need to take away from the sentiment, even as retail investors?
Yeah, so, you know, the foreigners will ask, you know, why aren't the sectors performing? I think locals will ask, you know, where are the catalysts? Because as you rightly say, you do need growth. If you speak to a retailer, they say all we need is growth.
Yeah.
So that, I think, applies, you know, everywhere in the world. If you're presenting offshore, you're presenting to local investors. We do need better growth. I mean, we do have growth improving slowly. And we do have lower interest rates, which should help a cycle. But I think what's also important, we need confidence in the country. We need business confidence. We need consumer confidence. And that also comes about having the right policies in the country where you would start seeing you know, businesses getting more confident about the future, and then it sort of, you know, can feed on itself. So I think the constraints are confidence. And, you know, if we do have inflation targeting, that is a cutting cycle that will help with the re-rating of some of these stocks. It should help with the earnings growth. But ultimately, And the fact that the valuations are low, I mean, the foreigners are saying that, you know, the stocks look attractive. The locals will say that, yeah, you know, some of the local stocks are stocks with dividend yields. So we don't want to be in bonds. Bonds have done well. The returns there are not so great. But we can see great returns from the retailers, which just maybe it's a two-year view, because we're cutting later rather than sooner. Mm. And the consumer still is under some stresses, as you mentioned, with gaming. Banks, you perhaps would see returns over the next 1 to 2 years. The earnings are coming through. Mm. The bond yields have fallen, but they haven't responded. So there is a bit of a valuation gap because of that rotation to resources. Mm. Some of the locals were rotating and selling cheap domestics to get exposure to resources. So that made them even cheaper. So yes, there is value in those sectors. I think earnings growth will need to come through. You'd need to see some reform. I call it fix-it reform in logistics, particularly. Yep. But we need a positive sentiment, and that government needs to lead on some of those policies.
100%. John, let's hope that we see amazing results in this upcoming quarter for South Africa, because that spending will lead to some contribution in growth. Hopefully there will be the necessary reforms we see in terms of policy, and the bets that we take on local or SA Inc. stocks then should start paying off on the back of the earnings that we might see from these businesses next year. Thank you again for your time, John. Appreciate your insight.
Thank you.
John Morris, South Africa strategist at Bank of America, helping us contextualize how fund managers are maintaining their bullish stance on local equities. In other words, years ago, as John mentioned, there was a lot of frustration around take your money out of South Africa. Don't invest in local stocks or find other stocks to invest in globally. But now the capital is flowing in. Might not be building buildings and hiring individuals and contributing to growth, but growth, but outcomes that we see when it comes to saving or investing for the long term. The money you put away in your RA and your pension fund and your investment portfolio, the more that appreciates in capital, the more liquidity there is. In other words, money moving in and out, flexibility to get your money in the market and out of the market, then the better for you and I in terms of valuations that we see and prospects. So overall, things are looking favorable. Let's hope that it maintains this particular rally, but also understand that it is shaked and rocked by many of the fundamentals that we do see in terms of the gold price, the geopolitical concerns, and how that in itself is leading to the capital flow that we witness currently. Share your thoughts with us. So much to discuss here on the show. It is 4 minutes now after 7 o'clock. When we come back, we'll talk all things to do with the pre-owned vehicle market. I wonder what you're doing when it comes to buying a car, especially if you're looking for a vehicle that's been pre-used, pre-loved. We want to get your insight if you are shopping around in the market, because in a moment, we're going to speak to a good friend and guest on the show from Auto Trader to give us some insight as to what we do see. Share your voice notes on 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.